Who are we?
Who are we?
I'm Tom, the author. Who are you?
What is life? What is being?
This is Amber, our philosopher, artist, farmer. Garden maintenance worker.
Fish keeper.
Fish keeper of late. Who is that?
It's me.
It's him.
Yeah.
Azael Samael. Azael Samael.
I know. Well,
our secular occult, it can't be both.
Oh, no, it's fine, mostly, but yeah, that's one of the reasons I enjoy that name, is because it's almost impossible to pronounce comfortably
loud.
It's great written, though.
Yeah, it looks real good.
But yeah, occlusion, secularly.
Occlusion. So, what is this, Amber?
A podcast.
What kind of a podcast?
I have no idea.
We talk about stuff.
I think technically we're comedy.
Yes. No? Politics.
What would you call this?
That's what I just said. I don't know.
Well, that's not very satisfying, is it? What do we call this miasma of confusion?
Q's in a pod.
Q's in a pod.
Because there's a bunch of us.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting on a floor.
That doesn't make any sense.
Talking into a pod.
So, making a podcast. Not for pods.
Yes.
What sort of bait do you use when you cast for pods?
Clickbait, obviously.
Well done, sir.
This one weird trick will do something to your thing.
Doctors don't want you to know this.
This will really piss off a certain segment of the population that owns businesses relating to it.
Okay, so we don't seem to have a firm topic tonight, so we're going to see where we go with this. I'm going to open this up with Trump.
Always now, a strong choice.
It is a strong choice. He's easily mockable. And America, please don't elect him. Like, really? Really, guys? The O'Meal had a good thing, like, comparing him to a firework that's just splattering everywhere. And maybe it's fun, or maybe it's going to burn down the whole forest. Yes. You don't know.
Yeah, there was, I can't remember which comedian, but he had a really great joke about how, like if Trump becomes president, we'll finally figure out exactly how much power the president has. Because either nothing will change, or, you know, it'll turn out that he can actually burn the whole thing down.
Yeah, I feel like he should announce his running mate soon.
Yeah.
Because either it's going to be someone who will be like, no, Donald, no. Or he's going to choose someone as crazy, if not crazier than him. Sarah Palin clearly thinks she gets to be VP. No one's told her that's not happening.
Yeah, that would be, I don't know, that would be pretty nightmarish. Because, like, it'd be really hard to tell who would be more incompetent in that case.
They would feed into each other.
Yes, and I have heard that argument that one of the scarier things is not so much what he would do, but that he would get to appoint people. And he might be likely to appoint people equally as idiotic as he is.
Right, and then we would be stuck with him after he is deposed in a violent coup.
Yes, yes. Well, also they would, you know, then it would be like, you know, his idiocy magnified by however many other idiots he employs. And
that's
they would,
true.
You know, be focusing on various things.
Yeah.
So, did you see, I don't have the exact wording of his tweet, but he basically said of Obama endorsing Hillary, oh, yeah, crooked Hillary is going to be like the next Obama, but Obama doesn't know no one wants another Obama. To which Hillary Clinton responded, delete your account. Don't you people have social media gurus or something? Isn't someone else in control of your Twitter feed?
Well, that's the sad thing, is that there's a very specific reason that Trump is doing well, and it's because he doesn't.
Hillary
should, but then again, like, she's clearly, with the whole email scandal, like, she's clearly incompetent about most things. Well, I mean, you know, other than looking at her record also. So clearly she's just good at, she's just better at, you know, pretending to be competent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, that could have easily have been her social media aide. It's being like,
it's,
you think there'd be a better response than delete your account, then.
That's very, like, dealing with an amateur troll.
Well, and it gives us a very good look at why why her candidacy is going to be a disaster. Like, she's the only reason Trump has a chance.
That is unfortunate.
Yes. And, you know, even more so if she actually ends up getting indicted, which is as equally hard as it is to imagine, it's equally plausible.
So you're going with 50-50 chance?
Yeah, yeah, which is really? Itself terrifying.
Because I figure, much like Brock Turner, who we will discuss, I figure she has too much power to actually suffer any consequences for her actions.
I mean, it's unlikely she would go to jail, but, you know, she doesn't necessarily have to. I guess it would hinge on whether or not that they could actually get away with not indicting her. Because there is slightly more than just her at stake there. You do have to, on some level, you eventually have to keep up the illusion that the system works. Because if you don't, then you might end up with, riots and crazy people bringing out guillotines and eating the rich.
I do like guillotines.
And you do like the French Revolution.
I do.
So this could be a good thing for you.
We're not French enough.
We're revolting.
It's true.
No, we're too revolting. We're not enough French.
Yes.
We're too revolting and not enough French.
True enough. So, Brock Turner.
Yes. Much easier topic. Less confusion.
I guess.
To go around on that one, other than, the actual facts of what are happening.
So, why don't you tell us the facts of what is happening right now?
All right. Now, from what I understand, this fine, upstanding gentleman who is a, star athlete, nice, safe, like, cis white man type person.
Had me at white.
I know. I'm mincing my words because I'm trying not to sound like the standard narrative. Anyways, he's a conventionally attractive white athlete who raped a woman behind a dumpster who was passed out and got caught by other students who chased him down and restrained him, essentially, and is only getting 6 months in jail because...
But are we going to ruin his 6 months yes. 20 yes. minutes of pleasure?
Well, and that's yes, getting to the crux of it, of course, is... So he gets sentenced to 6 months in jail, and
of which he's going to serve three for good behavior.
Oh yes,
by which I think they mean being Caucasian.
Being Caucasian and from a slightly wealthy family, I'm gathering.
So just wondering, why was there a woman passed out behind a dumpster?
I heard that someone else roofied her, which is just sloppy.
Aww.
If you roofie somebody, you have to keep them nearby for, I guess, eventual raping. You can't just let them wander off.
A lot of people roofie people just to...
just to do it?
To steal their stuff.
Oh, you know what? I've lived in this culture so long, it didn't occur to me that you would roofie somebody for some reason other than raping them.
Yeah.
That's almost charming.
Well, added to the fact that usually roofying really just means getting drunk. Most of the time, that's just providing excessive alcohol because it's debilitating enough.
Well, roofing's worse.
Oh, it is, yes, yes, but lost the train of thought there.
Roofing is bad, don't do it.
No questions.
Excessive drunkenness, also bad.
Yes,
but
however...
we're not victim blaming.
No, because regardless of any of that, If you're unconscious, it is not your fault if somebody else decides to do something to you.
Right.
No,
unconscious people don't want tea.
No, they do not.
No, I understand. I'm like, I was just curious how he found a random woman.
Well, I don't think it was that. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not following this story. I only know these facts about it because it's everywhere.
Yes, yeah. That's sort of how I feel about it, too.
Yeah.
And there was a big, like, oh, his mugshot came out, and I'm like, it looks like his other picture.
Well,
why do I care?
That was a big deal only because the mugshot, the picture of him that they were showing on the media immediately after and up until they released the mugshot was him smiling in his yearbook. And
he looks like a smug bastard no matter.
Yes, it's true. But definitely, like, not clean cut and full of cheer as, in the actual mugshot.
Yeah.
the other thing being, of course, they're comparing him to another gentleman who is spending a life sentence, you know, in jail for, God, what was it? There have been a couple of comparisons, but basically, like, there are, for you know, there are tons of black people, black men especially, who are rotting in jail for life, essentially, for weed.
Yes, and honestly, just a headline, that there were some African-American gentlemen who stole a $159 coat.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah, and is serving
recent,
an extreme sentence. It might be life.
Yeah, yeah, or but, close enough, like 20 years, something insane like that.
Yeah.
And of course, his mugshot is his actual, or the picture that the media was showing of him was just, you know, him immediately after having been arrested. So he's looking disheveled and scary because, you know.
Yeah. Do you remember, I don't have the name right now, but there was some Republican politician who was arrested, and in his mugshot, he's like, smiling happily, and he got like a campaign button on because he realized that mugshot was going to be used against him. But if he's sitting there smiling and looking completely innocent, then what are you going to do with it? But they really wanted him to be hangdog, and he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's the secret, I guess. If you know that you're a complete waste of like sperm and eggs, you just smile in that mugshot like nothing could be wrong.
I'd smile anyways. Do they yell at you for smiling?
I think that they do. I think that they want you to have a neutral expression.
Yes. Yes. But then again, like, it depends on...
What are they going to do? Make me stop?
Are you rich? And are you not... Are you white? Because if you aren't either of those things, there's a very real chance that you'll die in your cell.
How would they make you not smile?
By beating you or threatening you or, you know, I mean, we're talking about the police here.
But then it's a picture of you being beaten up.
That hasn't stopped them before. No. Again, as long as you're not white and you're not rich.
With Sandra Bland, where they're like, she might be dead in that mugshot.
Yeah.
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 Oh, wow.
So, yeah. That's how.
So, you know, they'll beat you to death. Well, not you, because you're a cute white girl. They'll let you smile. They'll bring you, like, warm milk so you can go to sleep.
No, it'll make me sick. I'm lactose intolerant.
That's how they'll punish you.
They can't make me drink the milk either. I'll spill it on their faces.
Oh, Amber.
Yep.
So, but yeah.
Well,
fun times.
And what is interesting for me personally is that we have an associate, a man named Dan Juro, who was, he was sentenced this week to 10 years and 1 month in prison for soliciting a fake 12-year-old on the internet, which it seems to be the sort of thing that he has done in the past, but not to police. Like, I guess there was at least one 15-year-old where he was trying to get nude pictures out of her, and having seen 15-year-olds, why? but that is what he was doing, and he put up ads looking for girls with braces, and apparently said to the judge something to the effect of, like, well, I wasn't explicitly looking for a 12-year-old. I was looking for, like, nubile women who we could share new sexual adventures with. And I'm pretty sure that's why he got 10-plus years, because he did not know to shut his fucking mouth.
No, definitely a case of thank goodness he was too much of an idiot to be competent at what he was doing.
Right.
I do like in the article how they're like, who was trying to talk to a 12-year-old girl who was actually these two police officers. Like, the girl was two police officers in a girl suit?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's like the horses.
Yeah. It's really two boys pretending to be a grown man, except in reverse.
Yes. And he clearly didn't understand that there's no such thing as a 12-year-old girl on the internet.
No.
Always a cop.
Yep. Yeah, I wonder if, like, how do they pick what age the cop is going to be?
Oh, it's, you know, I'm sure they can be pretty flexible about it.
Yeah.
Actually, they can probably just, you know, depending on where they're going, they can probably just see what people are looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, given the inelegance of his Craigslist ads, I'm pretty sure he's like, I'm looking for anyone old enough to crawl in the right position.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting, like, Because a lot of times when you think of pedophiles, you think of, I forget exactly how you phrase it, but exclusive pedophiles?
Oh, yeah. Whereas I believe that Dangero is a sexual predator. I think that in the article, that is how the judge describes him.
Yes.
He calls him despicable. I forget the exact phrasing, but I've never seen a judge be so, like, vitriolic.
Yeah. To be fair, we don't usually read local, you know,
court cases. They like one depraved individual or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that was basically the headline.
Don't you blame your car breaking down and you putting out a Craigslist ad a year beforehand.
Yeah, that is what he blamed. He said, well, you know, my father died and all my friends were abandoning me and then my car broke down.
The car that Holly bought him, I'm assuming?
Oh, possibly. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I probably shouldn't put Holly's name in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And so he decided that he was going to try to have sex with a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like,
well...
Yeah.
He's probably an excellent case study for, you know, absolute entitlement, because he's not capable of understanding that the thing that, you know, what he's doing is wrong. He really isn't. The only thing he's capable of understanding is, I want this thing, so I'm going to get it.
Right, which I think that is how a lot of people are describing Brock Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Is he saw past a woman and he's like, I deserve sex from her.
Yes. Well, which of course gets to the larger question of rape culture. Like, that's the main point, is that it's reinforcing on the subconscious and the conscious level that women exist only to serve, you know, men's needs. Like, everything from even, you know, think of your wives and your daughters and your sisters. Like, even that phrasing is still feeding into that idea.
Think that they're people.
Yes.
Like, they don't need to be somebody's daughter to actually be a person who you should not rape.
Right. So, you know, yes, these are just applications of this.
Like, saying it that way, I agree, like, there are better ways to say it, but at least it's a good way to humanize possible victim.
To accept that it's still framing them as only in relation to men.
She belongs to someone else. Yeah. She is someone else's possession.
Yes, it's
there's
still
an apostrophe
proper.
S to her.
But if you're thinking of, like, saying, like, this person's mother or whoever, like, someone that he'd have a relationship with and have someone that
somebody who's going to take advantage of somebody in that situation isn't going to care, or clearly doesn't care if they're, you know, somebody's mother or daughter or whatever.
But I mean, the wording isn't like, they're not going to say, think of your friend Jesse or something. You wouldn't want something bad to happen to your friend, would you?
Well, considering that most sexual assaults happen to people who are, you know, very close friends or related.
That's true.
You know, no, but that's kind of where that again is kind of the point, is that it's still at the very basic level, it's only relating to women as, you know, these things that only exist in their relationship to men. You know, if you're somebody's daughter or wife or whatever, or mother, like, that's still not actually, you're not referencing the person at all. You're referencing their
status.
Duty. Yeah. Like,
not duty,
yeah.
But status.
Yeah.
I have to say, I guess, this is not me patting myself on the back, but when I heard the situation that there was a passed out girl next to a dumpster who he decided to rape, I'm like, no, if I saw a passed out girl next to a dumpster, my instinct would be like, we've got to protect this person. We need to go get an ambulance. Do you need an ambulance, ma'am? Oh my God, are you okay?
Yes.
Like, my instinct, for my own self-aggrandizing, like, look, I saved that person. Look how cool I am.
Right.
As I would try to protect them.
Well, and that is, like, you know, it's...
Then I get hero sex.
Yes. It's also, like, clearly a difference in just the way that you were raised. Like, you don't strike me as somebody who was raised with no consequences.
Yes, that's true. I'm aggressively non-threatening.
Yes, aggressively friendly, even.
That's true.
But,
I'm like a dog.
Yeah. with slightly less nose to the crotch, thankfully. Because that can get a little uncomfortable.
Oh, Amber.
That's what she said. Yes.
Though I did get kicked in the crotch really hard by a dog the other day.
Mm.
It was uncomfortable.
What were you wearing at the time?
I don't know. Clothes, I assume.
Did you deserve it? Were you asking for it?
I mean, I was being nice to the dog, so maybe.
Well, then you owed it.
I owed it to kick me in the crotch.
It's how dogs show affection. Yeah. So yeah. Rape culture. I think we're against that.
It's true, yeah.
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 I mean, you know, if you by definition think that women are people, then yeah, you kind of have to be.
It's also really...
You can rape boys too, though.
Yes, you can rape boys.
Nobody has ever said that's not possible, but...
Yeah, but
know,
I mean,
that
rape culture is if you think of anyone as people, not necessarily girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, it's very clearly... I don't want to say it's not as big of a problem, but it's much in the
not
same
as much
way
of a cultural problem.
Yes,
if
we're
you're
not
outside of prison, but
yes.
We basically
yes, that's
see
a good point.
Getting sodomized as part of your imprisonment, like you got punished,
yes.
Now some man is going to rape you.
Yes, and there's plenty of dialogue from you know.
So that's rape culture too.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, it is.
It's normalization of rape.
Yes. Now, and I guess like the
Are
reason.
Are you sure we're not a comedy podcast? I think we must be.
Yes. No, I think the only reason I reacted that way to you bringing it up is that's usually what happens when we're talking about like things that happen to women and the pervasive culture is there's almost it's usually a dude coming in and being like but boys get raped too, which is the general
well,
case of like
mean,
yes
rape
understood
culture isn't necessarily about what like. Thinking of women as people, it's about thinking of anyone as a person.
Yes,
it doesn't
but,
matter if the person's a woman or transgender
by default,
or anything.
Yes, but men by default are assumed to be persons, which is where part of the problem is. That's why feminism itself needs to be a thing, is because that's where the major
feminism
imbalance
is.
Yes,
and it needs to be one.
Yes, that's well, because there's an there's the argument of that's usually like the men's rights groups. You know, their argument is like, oh, we don't need feminism, we need humanism because we have to get equality for all. And it's, yes,
but bringing women up to the presumed status of men, which is to say, human beings.
Yes, which is what
So
that's where the actual fight and struggle is. It's you know, otherwise it's very much like being like. Like, oh, cancer is bad, we need to fix it. And then someone else coming in and being like, oh, but malaria!
Which
it's
people
like,
do an awful lot on Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
An awful lot.
Yeah.
I saw someone
suffering
bemoan, I don't know, some social issue that occurred. And someone else is like, yes, but what about what's happening in Africa? It's like, but that was a separate issue. Make your own Facebook post.
Yes. Yes. Because yes, that's awful also.
Right.
But we're talking about
multiple
this other
things
thing
can
right
be
now.
Awful in different ways.
Yeah.
The joy of life.
Yeah.
Awful things happening.
But
awfully.
I believe that's what they call concern trolling.
Yes,
where
I like that.
You bring up somebody brings up an issue and then you mm-hmm. shift it to being like, oh, but what about this other thing? Or what about these other 10 things? So you can't actually focus on what you were trying to
right.
talk about.
Then successful derailment occurs.
Mm.
It'd be kind of interesting if they did it instead of about like a random other news article, right? But what about the fact that my shoe was lost today?
Tragedy.
Like a personal tragedy. There's something better than
well,
that.
Well, wait, though. Was it one of them new Nikes? Because...
I'm sure by the time I put this podcast up, Bernie will no longer be in the race.
No,
yeah.
I'm still voting for him.
Good luck. A lot of... Well, then you
Good
have
Good luck. I can still vote.
You can still vote until Trump makes it illegal.
Yeah.
Though, to be fair, he seems fairly pissed off about the whole primary voting process, so maybe if he did get voted for president, he'd actually change that.
No, he said he didn't like it until he was the front runner, and then
he
said he was...
He like it with Hillary.
Yeah. Well,
he just doesn't like anything to do with Hillary.
Yeah, no, he is a toddler. He will... Whatever crosses his field of view is what he will talk about, and then he'll promptly forget about it 2 seconds later.
True. And then talk about it again in a completely different point of view.
Oh, yes, yes, because he doesn't, you know.
Yes.
He flip-flops.
Well,
he does flip-flop.
I just don't think he has enough recall. It's like a fish. Like he can remember something for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
My fish has good memory.
Good for you. Did you hear that he accused the judge on the Trump U case of being biased, like, because she's in the Hispanic version of the KKK, whereas what she's actually in is a coalition of lawyers, of Hispanic lawyers.
Yep.
Which to him, I guess, is the same thing as the KKK.
Well, wouldn't just Hispanic version of KKK be against Hispanics then? Or I guess the regular KKK is against Hispanics.
No, this is La Raza, but it's it's not remotely involved with, like, it's not a hate group.
Yeah, they're not planning the eventual extermination of all other races.
True.
No, so in Trump also, like,
I don't know, they might wear special judge outfits.
Oh, maybe.
Robes.
Black robes.
Okay, what were you saying, Daniel?
just like, he also pretty blatantly, like, paid off, oh God, I forget at what level it was. Might have been a DA or something. But yeah, like he made massive campaign contributions. Oh no, not massive, not even massive, like $25,000. And promptly had the case, you know, ditched, essentially.
Wow.
Which is a shame. It'd be lovely if the two front runners both got indicted and embroiled in legal
that
issues.
That would be fascinating. We'd have a great podcast for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. Although, then again, that would then just bring up the danger of, you know, a Ted Cruz again.
Which it's true.
I still contend would be worse than Trump.
Yeah.
Though we have found out that he probably was not the Zodiac Killer.
Because he was like a baby when that happened?
No, because we might know who the Zodiac Killer is, you said.
According to some podcast I listened to.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast where a guy found out that his abusive birth father, like, might have been the Zodiac Killer. And then he wrote a book about it. Like, everyone who could possibly write a book about the Zodiac Killer.
I could write his book about the Zodiac Killer.
You need to have a new theory. Was he Jack the Ripper? Because people do that with Jack the Ripper all the time, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
No, any unsolved serial killer, they're all related.
Yeah.
That's my theory. I'm going to write the book.
Yeah, Spring-Heeled Jack was Jack the Ripper and then kept time traveling to Zodiac Killer times.
It makes perfect sense.
And then he was also the dog that told Son of Sam to shoot those people.
Wait, a dog told Son of Sam to shoot people?
Supposedly.
Yeah, I believe he believed that a dog was telling him to do things.
I think it was Satan in the dog. Like, dogs don't talk normally, Amber.
It's true.
No, but, like, was it his dog or was it just a dog?
I think it might have been a neighbor's dog.
A neighbor's
dog?
That's
even worse. But could I talk to your dog a little bit?
Right.
Why?
He may be possessed by the devil.
I just need instructions.
Yeah.
So, looping back around Danjuro.
Yes.
So it was mentioned how he had condoms and lube in his car. What do you think?
Wishful thinking.
Like, just in general, like, people are convicted based on the fact that they have, like, a condom in their purse. It means they're obviously a prostitute. Or what? Yeah. Like, what do you think about, like, that sort of thing? Conventions based on you having something.
I don't think it's not usually used. I don't believe you can just be prosecuted on that, but it's the sort of thing that they'll use to, like prostitutes tend to get arrested, and that's a piece of evidence that's used against them to provide probable cause. Like why would you have 20
sometimes
condoms in your purse?
Random people do, but yes.
Yeah. It's you know, it is profiling of a sort. It's definitely fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's that's part of the case, is they're trying to show intent. Like, oh well, you were both trying to chat up what you thought was a 12-year-old, and you went driving with, you know, these items in your car that were clearly have a purpose. It that can be used to kind of convince, you know,
but like
a judge that you intend to do something.
I guess, but at the same time, it's like.
Well, that's
you
also
should just like yeah. A lot of people just happen to have those things.
Oh
maybe,
yes,
like maybe not. It's just you shouldn't demonize an object that has health reasons that you have.
100% agreed.
He could have been smuggling cocaine. Yes. We don't
could
know.
Have been.
Well, that also gets to, like, a basic legal premise that it's very difficult to actually prove intent. Like, it's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
in jury cases, it's much easier to, like, you know, convince them that you know, like, oh, but look at all these things.
Yeah.
But really, like, we can't peer into somebody's head yet and say, like, oh, you very clearly intended to go do this thing.
Right.
I wonder, just, like, condoms shouldn't be criminalized in that sense.
No.
But they are.
Well, yes, they are. It's definitely a problem.
Because you don't even know if a 12-year-old's had her period yet.
Well,
that's true.
I wonder if anyone else was, like, swept up in this little dragnet, or if he's literally the only one who's like, 12-year-old wants to have sex with me? Seems legit.
Well, and that is the thing, is, like, Dan Duro would be a perfect target to try to do the thing of, like, oh, we want to sweeping new powers, so we're going to use this obviously despicable person as a test case to pass through, you know, laws and things that can be used against people who aren't so clearly awful. Because you're right, that argument could be used against anybody. Like, oh, I just stopped at the sex store today, restocking my condoms
or the grocery store.
I happened to have them in my car for whatever reason. I was pulled over, and an officer, for whatever reason, decided to search the car and found these, and then decided, like, oh, now you're getting charged with, you know, these other things.
Grocery stores sell lube, condoms, and vibrators, Daniel.
Some do.
Yeah. Most.
Some
do. I don't know a single grocery store that doesn't sell condoms and lube.
Vibrators are still relatively rare.
Not often. Like,
yeah, because...
Though around here a lot of places do, because it's also sold by KY or whatever.
Yes, yeah, they have a little friendly package.
But pretty much every grocery store has... lube and condoms.
Oh, yeah, no, they all do. Although the Hannaford near me, like, moved them somewhere weird.
Sometimes they do have them in weird places. Like, CVS has both, like, a family planning section and a condom section.
Yep.
Well, so, like...
That's probably because demographic studies are like, oh, well, women are more likely to go here, and men are more likely to go here. Yeah. But, yeah, no. I agree with that. That's not the best thing. But yeah, definitely a larger issue with laws.
Condoms are not guilt, but if you already have said that you want to boink a 12-year-old,
yeah, but it's not. Then you don't need to mention it.
I guess not. But at least it shows. It's not like he was just going there to, like, talk to her about how she shouldn't do this sort of thing.
He wouldn't be any less guilty if those things weren't there.
Supposedly, and I have not verified this, there was some guy who was, like, swept up in a To Catch a Predator thing, and he's like, wait, go out to my car. And in the car, he had written out this whole, like, letter explaining what he was doing, and how, like, he was trying to save this girl, and how he was going to call the police, and they're like, well, then there wasn't intent to have sex with her, was there? And I guess, I mean, he was on the show, but they had to let him go.
Yeah.
I have not verified this, but I've heard that story from, like, different people. So I think that it must have happened. I've never watched the show. Yeah. I kind of dislike the premise.
Well, no, it's a form of entrapment. It's very similar to the FBI, like, going to people who are mentally unstable and being like, hey, I have bombs and guns. Do you want to do something with it?
And it's not, like, Chris Hansen is not a police officer. No. I know that they're working with the police, but I do not want the police working with reality TV. The show Cops was a little too much anyway.
Yeah, that's not still a thing, is it?
I think it is, because it's probably cheap to make.
God, yeah, probably cheap
there
to make.
There are a lot of shows, I'm pretty sure, that are just, like, dash cam footage and, like, body cams or whatever.
No.
Like, oh, look at the police. Beat up some black kids. All I got from, like, the one episode I saw.
Yeah. And you were a criminal justice major, so that's pretty much required watching for you.
Bad boys.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
Hilarious.
Why are the bad boys coming for me? Why am I the bad boy?
Because your milkshake brought all of them to the yard, Amber.
Yeah.
That would make it sound like I have a yard.
Or
a milkshake.
That you whip?
I could use a milkshake.
Yeah.
Tom, get me a milkshake.
You've got to be louder on this if you're
Tom, wearing. Get me a milkshake and some Jell-O.
we can get milkshakes after we wrap up here.
We could do that.
And Jell-O?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Where would you go to buy Jell-O?
That's pre-made.
The grocery store?
Like, the grocery store. Next to the condoms.
Next to the pudding.
Yeah, no, as I say, that's like pre-made. Like, I almost feel like you'd have to go to a diner or something.
No, they definitely have
little plastic Jell-O cups.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's a thing now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been a thing since I was like 5.
Well, look, I haven't touched Jell-O since like the Kool-Aid years, which is back when I was 5, and we didn't have this newfangled like pre-made shit.
Yeah.
You didn't have plastic packaging?
No. Well, we
You had to make your own plastic packaging out of dinosaurs.
That's right.
You had to raise the dinosaurs and then bury them in the earth for a very long time and then extract them.
Yes.
Just to make your Jell-O cup.
It was very inconvenient. And don't even get me on Jell-O shots.
Well, you don't use plastic cups for Jell-O shots. I guess you can.
You
totally
could. Yeah.
Use little dosing cups.
Or chocolate shots.
What?
I don't know.
Chocolate shots?
They make chocolate shot cups. It's,
oh, those
it's a
things,
thing.
Yeah. They have peppermint ones, too.
Yeah.
So, I did want to talk about the police for a second. Have you heard about it's called ERAD. It is a device that police have. So, when they pull you over, if you have any prepaid debit cards, they just swipe it, and then they take all the money off of it.
Yes, is that Oklahoma?
It is Oklahoma.
That is Oklahoma, yes. Yeah, I saw a couple things about that. Yeah, super fucked up.
Yeah.
Prepaid, like, credit cards?
Yeah, and any prepaid card you have. You got a gift card, the police will take all the money off of it.
Yep.
Why?
Just to see if you have an excessive amount.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to how if you have cash on you for whatever reason, they can just take it and charge it with a crime rather, you know, civil forfeiture.
But it's not a huge amount. They can't give it back.
They're not giving it back. It's theirs. You got pulled over. They wanted to swipe everything in your wallet.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that will keep people from going to your state. Period.
What state is this?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yep. Late stage capitalism, y'all. We're in the looting phase.
That is
be more
true.
Of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty fucked up. There was some talk, like, I believe that they, in certain circumstances, can also just use that on your bank cards, or at least that was the thing.
Yeah, I guess Snopes was saying they can't do that yet.
Yes.
But Snopes also very much detailed what they are doing, and it is taking any money that they can get from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without charging you for a crime, because that's how civil forfeiture works.
Yep. If they used your bank card or something, couldn't you, like, contest the charge?
Well, and that is probably why... I imagine that they probably would have to get a warrant for that part, but... But I have to imagine it's around the corner. Because, if they can get away with this, then why not try to go further?
Yeah. I don't think President Trump's going to stop them.
No.
Or he'll make sure that they only steal from the Mexicans.
Yeah.
To build more walls.
But the Mexicans only have...
It'll be the best wall!
Yeah, I have all access to all the best builders. They're the greatest. It'll be amazing. Also, my hands aren't tiny. And my penis is large.
That is what he says.
And my toads don't use everything with gold Sharpie.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, alright, let's brass tacks here.
Brass tacks?
Brass tacks! What's no, that? Gold tacks. We're talking about Trump. Everything is gold. Everything's classy.
Well, at least gold plated.
It just means, like, just the facts. Just like, honestly... How likely is it that Trump is going to be our next president?
I don't know. Versus Hillary, I'd almost vote for him.
And that's what a lot of, like, Bernie or Bust or Never Hillary people are saying is... And Trump's even embracing that. He's like, come to our side.
Yes.
You don't want Hillary.
Well,
join us.
And again, that has to do with Trump is much like the Tea Party. He's benefiting from angry people who are fed up and who don't care. Mostly white people, because, you know, I do have to admit there is definitely a privilege to, you know, being able to not be afraid of a Trump presidency.
Yes.
Which is mostly if you're white and a man. because he's definitely going to be horrible for women and minorities. That's not a question, and I completely understand why, you know,
yeah,
some people can't stomach that thought.
Plus, he has slaves.
Almost yes, certainly.
He does. In other countries, he has
yeah,
slaves.
Yeah. But so how likely? Well, the problem is that he's very popular with people who are angry because he is not a part of the establishment. Again, that's the only reason he exists. And that is also why there is an overlap between people who liked Bernie, because Bernie also was not a part of the establishment. Or at least was going against the establishment. So he had a little bit of a crossover there. I don't think, especially as the election goes on, I do have the feeling that Hillary will probably be able to beat him just on the premise of, like, how fucking absurd he's going to be. Because I don't know if he can hold it together long enough to get moderate voters.
He is, without a doubt, worse than W. Like, without question, I thought W was a clown. I did not understand what you would do next, America.
Yeah, well, also...
That W was the good brother.
W had Cheney. Cheney was a competent person.
The devil, but yes, a competent devil. I agree with that.
And that's why it would be terrifying, you know, to have a Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz is a competent evil person. Trump is just an idiot who, you know, can't even manage being given, like, a massive golden spoon.
Just a small $1 million loan from my father.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone could have gotten that.
Yes.
Can I get a small loan from your father, Donald Trump?
That is... No.
Why?
Well, he'd probably tell you yes, and then it would never materialize.
Yeah.
True.
Because
it would be the best loan, though.
Yes.
The best
the
loan?
The absolute best. Cause
it'd be the tallest loan?
The widest, possibly the heaviest.
And you'd somehow get someone else to pay it?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's...
The Mexicans.
The only way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is hard to say. Like, that's... The optimistic view, weirdly, would tend to be that, you know, he won't win because he'll be so awful. But unfortunately, that means that then we're, voting for Hillary, lesser of evils bullshit, which is also, at least for me, equally unpalatable,
right,
which is why, like, I wouldn't want to, personally, I have no interest in engaging in that system at all, which
no.
I understand that's not a choice everyone can make. I understand that it's privileged to be able to...
Vote for Jill Stein?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, yes. That's
Bernie
kind of the
stuff.
Gene.
Yes, but is, at this point, isn't a vote for Jill Stein or Bernie a vote for Trump?
That depends. No, well,
that's the narrative that Hillary is spinning.
Yes, that is the narrative, and it is bullshit. It kind of stems from the whole what was his name? Who they considered a spoiler for Gore.
Ross Perot.
Not Perot.
Not Ross Perot.
The other guy whose name I can't remember. The one who's blamed always for Bush having gotten in the first place. He was a progressive third party.
Oh, yeah.
Who should know his name. Really should. But anyways, like, he wasn't the reason that Bush won. He really wasn't. And it's not... You cannot tell people that they can't vote their conscience. That, you know, like, oh... If,
but it's your civic duty.
Well, yes, it is. But at that point, if it is your civic duty, then it's also your civic duty to vote
how you feel.
Yes, because if you
who
don't
you believe is going to be
if
the
you
best.
Don't then your vote is equally wasted.
Yeah.
Ralph Nader,
thank you. Yes, Nader is constantly trotted out as, like, the example of what happens if you don't vote for the lesser evil.
Right,
like,
that
oh,
is
no.
the political narrative, that any third party gets you the guy you don't want.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which at the same time, it may even be technically true that that's the result in our current system, mm-hmm. but at the same time, if you just blindly vote for the Democrats, you're never going to get any change because they know that they have you by the balls.
Yep.
Which is why if you don't vote for them, you at the very least are sending the message that they can't count on you.
Yeah.
And that's important.
That is pretty damning that running against Trump, any third party will get votes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the other, like, so if this were a story, if this were, like, a movie, what would happen is that, yes, Bernie and Jill would run independent and they'd win somehow because the other two options were so terrible that, you know, the perfect storm of voter disenfranchisement and anger boiled up to allow enough votes to get through.
Or Trump wins and zombie apocalypse.
Which seems likely. I do have to say, yeah. I would not write this story because it seems so unbelievable. Like, this is more ridiculous than Transmetropolitan. I'm sorry.
Well, I was actually thinking about that this morning. We're like, this is, for once, like, Transmetropolitan doesn't even apply as like, a narrative structure. Because before, you could be like, oh, so who's the Beast and who's the Smiler? We're looking at two Smilers. Like, that's an even worse narrative.
And they're both, I mean, obviously, both sides always hate the other side. But yeah. Both sides really hate the other side. It's like, how can you even consider Trump?
Yeah.
But they're also friends.
They're friends! They're yes. good friends!
Bullshit. Bush and the Clintons are friends, too.
Right!
Like, it's...
You are being lied to! There is yeah. one party, and it is against you!
Yeah. It's not an easy... Like, there's so many difficult questions wrapped up in this, and it's all around that issue of, like...
This oligarchy that we are...
Yes.
...enslaved by?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the plus side, like, it really is the first time I think that this large a percentage of the population has been made aware of how much of a sham the whole process is, which yeah. maybe will go somewhere. I feel like that kind of, you know, Obama was a big awakening for a lot of people of like, oh, we got lied to and
yeah,
disappointed.
Yeah, we did.
And
Obama
know.
Owes me 2 t-shirts. I yes. donated money to him for t-shirts, and he never gave them to me. Yep. And I never trusted him after that.
Yeah.
I didn't trust him when I found out that him and McCain,
mm-hmm.
I guess, had a gentleman's bet about how much money they were going to spend. Like, and McCain had decided on, like they had decided on, like, the lowest amount, like, however much they get or whatever. And then Obama just skipped out on that. And that's why, like, if you looked at McCain, like, I did in class, we looked at McCain's, like, political mm-hmm. artwork and Obama's was amazing.
Yeah.
And McCain's was crap, because he didn't have the money for it.
And then McCain chose to run with Sarah Palin, which was a baffling decision. Honestly, I know we're sort of digressing here, but I felt the minute... that he agreed to take Sarah Palin, he knew that he had lost,
yeah.
and he thought that the economy was going to go in such the shitter that let's have the black guy deal with it. Let's have the Democrats be on the hook for what's about to happen.
Oh, yes. taking a fall.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't see how you, of all the competent Republican women you can cynically choose, you yeah. chose Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Well, much like Trump, she has a segment of the population that she's popular with.
And she, too, became a part of a reality yes. TV show. yes. I feel like our system should not allow you to be part of a reality TV show prior to your holding political office.
Yeah.
I'm okay with actors, sort of. Not Reagan. Reagan was terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes slightly more sense.
Yeah. But at least if you're an actor, you know how to... talk to people.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, especially if, like, you know, if we're considering the presidency to mostly be a figurehead position, like,
which we will find out how much of a figurehead it is if you dare to elect Trump.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God, again, like the other problem, of course, is that a lot of the stuff, other than the social values issues, like, Hillary is going to be as bad or worse than Trump on.
I agree.
Foreign policy. There's no question she's going to go to war with everybody she can, because, you know...
And frack everything she can.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and TPP is definitely going to get passed, although it's very likely Obama will try to force that through before he gets, you know, ousted, just so whoever comes after doesn't have a chance to mess with it.
Yeah. So, and this is a genuine question. The current president could become part of the... next president's cabinet, right? There's no law against that. There's no rule. Not that it'll happen, but I think that she needs a lot of hand-holding from Obama.
Well, she's going to need something, because there's not a question that there's going as much gridlock as there's been under Obama, who is at least a competent politician. Like, it's going to be 1,000 times worse with her, because, like, I guarantee she is not liked at all by most of, you know, the Congress. She doesn't make friends. She doesn't know how.
I agree with that. I've seen, especially in how she reacted to the Black Lives Matter protesters, that she doesn't know how to deal with people who she considers her inferiors. Yes. And you need to work with people you consider your inferiors.
Especially if you're the president.
Yep.
Especially.
Because then, not technically, but you could quite easily consider everyone your inferior.
Yes.
Well, yes. Yes, I imagine and she does.
For this election, I think that it's become utterly transparent how much the media is in the pockets of... They chose that she was a president well over a year ago. CNN is like, yeah, sure, she's the president. Well, that's the only narrative we're going to spin.
Well, shit, and even the thing this week where CNN declared her the nominee, before, like, as of right now, the convention hasn't happened yet. The delegates have not voted. She does not have enough of the delegates to have an uncontested convention, which is entirely what Sanders' campaign is relying on at the moment.
Well, now she does.
No, she doesn't. She can't. No, she doesn't. Okay.
No,
she does not.
Superdelegates do not vote until July 25th?
Or 22nd, I believe.
22nd, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think that makes it a contested election.
It's going to be contested because she doesn't have enough.
Yeah.
And until that day, she can't say that she has enough.
Well, for one thing, as of right now, like the entirety of the votes in California have not been counted.
Okay.
There's like 3 million votes that have not been counted yet.
Wow.
But they just decided.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they don't always decide based on the votes, apparently. They just have people who vote, like, they do a delegate system by state conventions.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that California works
that way. I don't know how
California
works.
Regardless of that, like, the media the night before even voting happened in California stating that, fucking insane. Like, there should be fines. Not a question.
There's some I feel like he's a Wall Street Journal reporter, but he basically said, I called up some superdelegates and that's why I said that Hillary had clinched the election, and everyone's like, you're so good, you did such good work. And it's like, no, he called a couple guys who were like, yeah, sure, I guess Hillary.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
You're not Woodward and Bernstein. You didn't do real journalism there.
No, but again, like, the mainstream media doesn't have... They know at this point that they don't have to.
You know who is doing the best journalism I've seen? Is Snopes.
Yeah.
Because they're debunking things. Incidentally, I guess the Hillary campaign made up an image thanking AP... the Associated Press, for giving this to Hillary. And they made this image 2 days before the Associated Press had said anything.
Yeah.
And quite possibly her campaign just made up images for all sorts of possibilities.
Yes.
But it seems really fishy that they have the text of what they were going to tweet to the AP, ready, made an image, and then they sent it out as soon as the AP said anything.
Yeah.
But they weren't smart enough to change the date on the picture.
Well, which is, you know, it again goes back to why, like, you can't believe too many super complicated conspiracy theories, because people are idiots and make mistakes like that.
Yes.
But yeah, there's apparently pretty good evidence that Google itself is working very closely with the Clinton campaign.
Don't be evil.
Google.
Too late.
I mean,
they're... You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
No.
They've been awful.
Well, I like their search engine.
And that's what they want.
Yeah.
But Google is not their search engine anymore. No. Like, that is what they distract you with while Google is doing, like, nefarious things in the background. This is not a conspiracy theory. They're now ABC. Not,
Alphabet.
They're Alphabet now. That's the real Google.
Yeah.
Google is now just something for you to play with while they're, like, searching through your pockets.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But still, I'm just, like, Google is very important to my life.
Well,
as a search
with
engine.
Most people.
Which is the unfortunate thing about them being a private company. Much like internet providers. They provide a service that is absolutely necessary to function in today's society, but which we have no recourse over. Like, You know, because if they decide to change something about it, you have no say. They don't give a shit what you think because they know that you have to use it.
Well, they'd care a little what we think because everyone would get angry.
Well, no, not really.
No,
I mean, they
will get distracted. They will give me an extra gig of email storage on Gmail, and then I'm good.
Yep.
And I understand why, like...
Well, I mean, if they close down Google, people...
They won't do that.
Yeah, no,
it distracts us too well.
Right, but they might, you know, change a service that a bunch of companies use, and without, you know, without talking to them at all, or...
Right.
Or, yes. Or YouTube, where they frequently change, you know... Everything without
everything,
you know, like but our internal testers, you know, all five of them thought this was a good idea, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and they clearly must understand that Trump would be anti-technology, whereas with Hillary, she probably won't try to restrict Google
as long as she gets her money. Sure,
right, and as long as they, I mean, they could very easily just sway what you're seeing, like. You could be looking up something about Bernie Sanders, and Google could decide that you don't want that.
That's true. Or they could show you something about Bernie Sanders, but as skewed as they can.
Yeah.
Or even just, you know, globally make certain searches less likely to actually provide results. It's pretty easy. Which is the kind of the fear, is that if it's possible for them to do it, or plausible, they almost certainly are.
Aww.
Yeah. 'Cause I mean, they do... Yeah. Affect your search results already, like the chilling effects thing.
Chilling effects?
It's like copyright, like there's been a chilling effects thing. You can look on this page and it's like, yep, your search has been deleted. Like, things you're searching for you won't get to because there might be copyright infringement.
Yep.
And
so what is this? Chilling effects?
Oh, is that the name of the website that follows?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
But so they just said...
Okay.
No, well, they link you to it. It's like... There's been a chilling effects lawsuit on this, so you're not going to get to see these searches. Like, certain search results you will not see. Whereas, I mean, it should almost be like Wild West, like, you see what you search for.
Yeah.
But then you get things like the Dan Gerard one, kiddie porn, where obviously we want to censor that, we want to censor this, we don't want to see that. So it can't just be a libertarian paradise.
Well, again, like, mostly the problem there is that there is one... giant organization in charge of the entirety of it,
and most people trust it implicitly.
Yes,
like their chosen political party.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, are you gonna go to Bing? No.
Well, but that's because Bing is objectively awful.
I know.
And Bing is objectively rebranded Google,
right?
Yeah. Well,
does Yahoo still have a search engine?
I think they
do, but
I
want
to go back to Yahooligans.
Yeah, I was say, at this point, Yahoo and AOL still only exist because there's, like, a slowly dying population that doesn't know there's anything else to the internet.
I guess you could Google search on Tumblr.
There are a few, like, DuckDuckGo is an alternative. Of course, I don't use them very often because I don't actually use search engines directly that often outside of work.
Why don't you use search engines directly?
I don't, because...
Why don't you like knowledge?
Because Reddit...
I understand. And I do have to say, when Google decided searching for my name brought up an info box like I'm a real, like, someone worth knowing, I'm like, I've slightly made it. I don't know why Google decided this. Yeah. I don't feel like I did anything special, but suddenly they're like, yes, Tom Quackenbush, he wrote these 3 books. And I've tried to tell him I've written 4 books, but they don't care.
Aww.
No. That's also how that works.
Yes.
Maybe by the time you... have written your 5th book, they'll update it to 4 books.
Maybe I'll be cool enough. So, Daniel, final thoughts!
Man, so monopolies are bullshit, right? Like, I'm pretty pissed at this whole Facebook thing of forcing you into the Messenger app.
Yeah.
Mostly because, you know, even if you ignore that the Facebook apps, both of them, like, listen to you constantly and are constantly, like, draining your battery and all of that shit... Oh, well, actually, no, so that's like the other thing. Even if you ignore all of the invasive bullshit, because they listen to you 24 hours, because a guy, like, got 3 completely brand new phones that he'd never used before, put them on, you know, put them on lockdown for, you know, airplane mode, whatever, and didn't sign into to the Facebook apps, but had them on the phone, and then would just sat in the room repeating certain words and phrases over and over again, then finally went back, and, you know, pulled up some things and was getting ads to those key phrases that he was using, even though the phones never had any connection to him directly or hadn't been, you know, weren't supposed to be transmitting or listening. So even ignoring all of that, the apps like are hog system resources and drain your battery super fast and are just shitty. They're just shitty. So it's pretty fucked up that Google is, or that Facebook is like, oh, you have to use these now, even though they're not forcing, if you visit Facebook on like a browser on a PC, you're fine. But if you do it mobile, even if you only visit Facebook through a browser, they fuck you over like this. And it's really, really
that's pissing. What I hate about that too, because I use it through a browser on my tablet and it's like, ah, nope. Nope,
yep.
Can't do it.
And they did finally, I reported it as a bug, and enough people must have done that because they actually replied to it and were like, oh, well, no, it's not a bug, it's a feature, and it'll
cure
advantages. But
if I hit the
little
X button, it went straight to downloading the app.
Yep.
It wouldn't let me close it and see my messages.
Of course.
Well, actually, so I could eventually get to my messages, but...
It was a process of... I wanted to talk to and then hit the message box me to get there.
What I had to do is, so hitting messages would bring up the, it would take, try to take me to the Play Store, X out of that, X out of the little thing saying like Messenger, and then click on the message I want to look at, click back out of the Play Store because it would try to take me back there, click back out of the little splash page telling me that to go get Messenger, and then finally there would be the message. But yeah, no, all that means is I'm not going to use your service. Fuck you. Monopolies.
Yeah, when I hit the little X on the messenger thing, it just directed me to Google Play.
Yeah, well, you know, sidetrack, because Windows 10 has shown that they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Amber, final thought.
Google saves lives, but they're also, you also pay a price for those lives you save. Evilness.
With evilness. But I saved lives, Amber.
I do save lives.
Tom, final thoughts. I guess vote for Jill Stein because then maybe she'll do something about Google.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Good luck. Good luck. You know.
Find us by Googling.
Yeah, it's true. We're on Google. We're in the Google Play Store. I'm pretty sure we're now on iTunes. I'm not 100% because I don't use iTunes, but I'm pretty sure we're there. We're on Stitcher.
What's Stitcher?
It's a website for podcasts.
Okay.
I don't know where else we are. Podbean, maybe? I'm not sure.
But we're a pod, a Q-pod, not a bean.
I know. I thought it was cute that we're Q's in a pod and we're on Podbean. Anyway, Amber, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Amber.
Good.